Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
A couple of years ago, a Nashville pediatrician started a Facebook group for women like her, specifically doctors of South Asian heritage living in North America who were also mothers. The DACI Physician Moms Group was a space to share the frustrations and the joys of work, family, travel. But slowly, stories of domestic violence also began to surface. Today, the group has helped dozens of women leave abusive relationships. Natasha Sanyanovich from member station WPLN in Nashville has this story.
Vidya Bansal's refrigerator is full of cards from members thanking her for the support they've received from the group.
I'm grateful to my sister who introduced me to this women physicians group, and I was struggling to find my worth and self-value at 48 years with grown children. These are physician women who are looking to find their value and self-worth.
Bansal was born in Nashville to Indian parents. She's a Desi, a person of South Asian birth or descent who lives abroad. Bansal started the group, she says, because doctors spend their entire adult lives either studying or practicing medicine, which can be isolating. All the more so for women who've moved to North America from highly patriarchal societies, where even the most affluent can go straight from their family home to their husband's home. And when that new home is an unhappy or violent one, leaving is often the last option.
The problem is twofold when it comes to Desi victims of domestic abuse. One is the social stigma where you don't just leave him. You don't just get a divorce.
Bansal says there's also a gender inequity so deeply rooted that many Desi women think they should be subservient to their husbands. Yet she was still shocked when more and more highly accomplished women began shyly asking the group if slapping, choking, or even just emotional abuse from a husband was normal, like one pediatrician in her 30s who lives in Indiana.
I thought, you know, why not ask women who are just like me? They grew up in the same culture, they have the same level of education, and they should have an understanding of whether this is acceptable or not. And I posted anonymously, and then the responses I got were so overwhelming, and they all said, this is not normal, this is not how it works in our household.
We're not using this woman's name at the request of her lawyer. She says Bansal, in particular, held her hand, virtually, for 18 months before she gained the courage to file for divorce. After she did, her husband of a dozen years threatened to take their 3-year-old daughter back to India. So she packed 2 bags.
My laptop bag with just work stuff and then just a little purse with, you know, a few clothes thrown in and my documents.
And she and the girl crawled out of a window one morning last year. Despite her professional success, she stayed with her husband much longer than she wanted to, she says, in part for her family back in India. She'd already had a so-called love marriage to a man she met on her own in a country where more than 80% of marriages are still arranged.
So in my case, it would be both those insults, as they would call it, if I were to divorce. So I kind of took it upon myself, and I just, you know, didn't want them to be worried or get hurt by my personal choices.
She also waited until her sister in India got married so that she wouldn't be stigmatized either. Even thousands of miles away, the physician was deeply entrenched in the traditions of her culture, which can be wonderful, says Pakistani-born attorney and activist Kazir Khan.
But when it comes to culture making you indignified, making you a second-class citizen, that is violation of your basic dignity and basic humanity.
Khan is best known as the man whose son was killed during the Iraq War and who challenged candidate Donald Trump to brush up on the Constitution at the 2016 Democratic National Convention. Khan has become a mentor to the Facebook group and says the legal and human rights of these women must become a top priority of conversation among families, social organizations, even the legal community in America. But he especially wants to see Muslim and Hindu religious leaders overcome their reluctance to address the issue.
This problem is so pervasive that the conversation should be equally pervasive. It should be spoken with the loudest voice that no need to suffer quietly, no need to suffer.
To that end, the Desi Physician Moms launched a foundation last year based in Nashville. It's raised more than $30,000 so far to cover court fees of victims who leave abusive homes. And at the urging of Khan, the foundation helps all Desi women, not just doctors. Meanwhile, the original Facebook group now counts more than 6,000 members. As it continues to expand, a subgroup dedicated to domestic violence sees at least one new member daily, says the pediatrician from Indiana.
We are a thick group of friends now, and we share anything. You know, it can be like really personal, and we have a place that we are so confident and we feel safe in sharing.
That, she says, is a privilege not many women in her position have. For Here and Now, I'm Natasha Sinyanovich.